and welcome to the broadcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
And welcome, everybody, to the show. It is season 4, episode 1. Yay!
Wow.
Crazy.
We made it.
We did.
Yeah, that's like almost potty train in Zachary years.
Almost.
We might still have a few accidents here and there.
Yeah.
You know, we're still getting the hang of it.
Sometime by October, we should get it down with threats.
We might go home with a couple of pairs of dirty underwear until then.
Exactly. That's why we bring spares.
Exactly.
Yep. And why we have friends.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes. So, actually, I was going to open the show. I had made a note last week, but then I saw in the chat. Actually, it looks like everyone was spoiling this. I was going to start the show, Welcome to the Brocast, with Armando, Sean, and Colin.
That was so good. So good.
Yeah, it was.
Oh my gosh, I love it so much. I think I know what I'm going to be for Halloween this year.
Oh my
well,
God.
I believe, and I know that this is in the outline, but whatever. I think it was Christy that said on the Facebook page that the Brocast has to be your April Fool's episode, complete with gender-bending facial hair.
Yeah.
Bring Armando, Sean, and Colin to life. Do the Snapchat filter where you look like a man.
Yeah. Have you guys done that? I look like really weirdly like my brothers in that, which makes sense, but it's just very strange.
Yeah.
I could see that. It could be a little unsettling.
Yeah.
I have not, but that's just because I'm lazy.
Yeah.
I should do that. It's something I would get a big kick out of.
I took Snapchat off my phone a while ago because I had like 10 people who I was interacting with on there, who I also interact with on Instagram. So it was like, okay, this is kind of ridiculous.
Right.
But one of my friends is really into that filter. And so he has like done it to everyone. And he like keeps a screenshot of the picture. And like, so he has a picture of me as a man and a picture of Frank as a woman. And
My God.
Yeah. It's funny to see everyone.
Yeah. See, is it still exist? Because...
Yeah.
Okay.
As far as I know,
I need to check that out because we've been watching Superstore and one of the characters in it works for corporate and he got promoted there. So he's still like friendly with the people at the store. And anytime he conferences in with the store manager, he always conferences in on FaceTime or something. And he'll accidentally like put a filter on. So, you know, it's because it's a comedy and it's just always really funny. And there's a really serious scene where he has to deliver some like news that's like kind of serious to the plot. And, you know, the humor is he does it in like donkey face or something. I always thought that was funny. And that happened recently for real, like a week or so ago. Like Turkey or something. I'm not even kidding. I think I saw it in PO or something. Yeah. Accidentally live streamed it with like a filter face.
So. It just makes meetings more fun.
Yeah. It does. Dennis or anybody from PO, if you're watching, was that story in there?
I kind of feel like it was. That sounds like where I saw it.
Okay. That had to have been where I saw it. So speaking of the chat, Dennis is in the chat and he said that they are doing a mini binge in Superstore and they are on season 2, episode 5 already. Oh my God. Didn't you just start it like 2 days ago? Cause that's crazy. But Mike is in the middle of season 3 too now. So he is in the middle of season 3 as well. So yeah, it's catching on. Yay. I can't wait to hear. So Dennis, that means you must have liked it. Loving it. Woohoo! Yay! It's so good. Drake is in the house. Matt Loves TV is in the house. Of Matt's What She Said fame. Mandy is in the house. JP. Kayla. Ro is there. Am I missing anybody? I'm sorry if I am. I've scrolled up. I don't see anybody else. Good to see you guys. And we are actually live for the Hangout Level patrons on Patreon. And those are the people that contribute at the hangout level or a month more. And the we decided last week that the third Tuesday of every month, scheduling permitted, would be our live show as a part of like your Patreon perk. So if you'd like to do that, go to patreon.com/JayandJack and click on the, become a patron at the hangout level link. Yay. Thank you. Mary Ellen is also listening. Hey, Mary Ellen.
Hey.
How's it going? Anyway, guys, Armando, Sean, how are you tonight?
Oh, man, I just finished acupuncture, so I'm like, ooh.
Nice.
Just like super relaxed and going to try not to fall asleep.
Nice.
Oh, I'm jealous. No. I did not go to acupuncture, but I did go to my therapist and I had a very nice appointment. So
nice.
Feeling a little more leveled out.
Good. Good.
You know, it's humid here in the city. Anxiety's running high. It's rough, man.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Have you seen this hair? This, you know, we're like at a DEFCON 100 here with the humidity. It's not great.
So what you're saying is we're not the brocast, we're the frocast.
We are the frocast. At least over on this end, we are. Throwing out hardcore.
Oh, my God. It's been very hot here this week, too. I did not do anything relaxing today, which I guess was kind of a bummer. But I did check a whole bunch of things off my list. So I guess there's that.
Nice.
We had Zach's fifth birthday party this past weekend.
Yeah.
Oh,
my God. Happy birthday, buddy.
So it was, we did it at this Marbles Kids Museum, which is like a little interactive learning / fun play place museum that, you know, is in downtown Raleigh. And so, you know, we did the party and it was, I think, for an hour and a half. At the start of the party, they get to play in the room. Like, there's Legos and there's paint and there's whatever else. And then we eat pizza and birthday cake and then go over and release everyone into the wild. And that's actually kind of great because we didn't get to have to socialize with people after like they left the room. They could just go wherever. And it's a huge museum. So great, right? Zach had a blast. We were really proud of ourselves, except there's always something, right? When you book the party or whatever, it's for tentatively 30 people is what you're paying for. And then there's a $7 charge for any person that's over 30. I had figured, based on who we invited, because you have to invite the whole class, we had family coming, and we had, I accounted for, like, parents of, you know, some of the kids coming. So I had guesstimated that we would be around 40 people. I was prepared for that. You know, I knew it was going to be a little bit over. We get there, and, you know, they were like, we're real strict about the 30 people in the room. You might have to start rotating guests out if it gets to be too much. And I was like, well, is there any like leeway? Because I think we're going to have around 40 people, as I wrote down. And she was like, yeah, 40 is pretty much. She's like, yeah, we could probably do that. That's like the max. But once you hit 40, like, we absolutely can't have anybody else in that room. So she comes in and it's like, because the party was at 12, at like 12:15. She's like, so you're at 38 and there's still people out here waiting to come in. And I get a text from Jana and she's like, I'm in the waiting room with your friends with the twins. So there were at least five of them out there. Well, we ended up having 61 people.
Did people like not RSVP and show up? Like, how?
No, actually, some people had said, can I bring like a sibling? And I didn't account for a sibling meant the whole family. So like it'd be both parents and like siblings. It was just, There were a couple of people the night before that said that they would coming. Is it too late? And I hadn't added them to my totals earlier, but it was like one or two. So I didn't think it was going to put us that much over. Thankfully, three of those were babies. So they didn't end up charging us for them. And then my grandma and my aunt left and went to Raleigh Times to, my grandma had 2 20-ounce beers apparently, and it was noon.
Way to go, grandma.
So I felt terrible. So at that point, when she came and said that we have to make people leave the room for other people to come in, we had to go to our parents and our siblings and be like, hey, like, we really need you guys to, is there any way you can wait in the waiting room? you can come in and get pizza when it's food time. And they said that everybody can come in and, like, no matter how many people are, you can all come in and sing happy birthday and do the cake part. And then after that, we go to the party. I don't think anybody was too happy about missing, you know, it ended up being about 30 minutes all in all of the playtime, I think. And I don't think that everybody was too happy about it. Everybody, I think, was you know, very understanding about it. And they got pizza and they got to see the birthday cake, which was the most important thing. And then they got to watch them all play, which was, you know, the other important thing that you're there for. But yeah, so it was a shit show. As I just, like, my you all saw the pictures of the Halloween party. Like, when I go do parties, I do parties. And word gets out and people want to go to my parties.
And you only turn five once.
Yeah, right. Very and true. At least next year I don't have to. I heard the rule is once you get to elementary school, you don't have to invite the whole class.
Interesting. That makes sense. I feel like then the class sizes, like, if it's public school, the class sizes get too big.
Yeah.
You got like 25, 30 kids in a class. I mean, there you go. You can't even fit them all in the party room at that point.
True.
Yeah, that's a good point. So, Mets, I don't think I've ever had 61 people to every birthday party I've ever had. And JP wants to know, was there enough pizza and cake? So the cake and the little ice creams that they provided was actually close to a perfect amount. There was a little bit of cake left over and all the ice cream things went. I ordered four pies of pizza and there was almost two pies left. So,
wow.
I know. So I was like, we're taking that pizza home and we're eating it later. And I did. I ate it at like 10 o'clock at night. I was like, I had pizza 4 days in a row last week. And not like a slice. I mean, like, several slices a day on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So,
No shame in that.
I ate like really four good right pies now. So whatever. And it was 61 people because it was, you know, kids and parents and our family and whatnot that was there. But yeah, it was insanity. You know, I thought that I had a pretty good goodie bag game. And I was a little worried that with all the extra siblings, because this one little girl came up to me and she's like, can I have a goodie bag? And I had never seen her before in my life. And I was like, are you a classmate or are you a sibling? And
what is it you do here, little girl?
Yeah, I was like, what? Are you supposed to be in the purple room? Because I've never seen you before. Anyway, when all was said and done, there was only two goodie bags that were left, except kids left them at the table. So they didn't even take them. And I was mad because, again, goodie bags, there's a lot of thought that goes into them on my end. And they're not cheap. So I was like, I got lots of goodie bags left over. Anyway, I think I've ranted for long enough. The party was a very big success. Everybody slept well that night. And yeah, cool. Anyway, what are you guys doing? How's it going?
It goes.
Good.
JP asked if I invited the wrong kid to the party again. Ah. It's possible. I forgot that I did that. God, I was so embarrassed. Do you remember that story?
He also suggested that you have Drake pack the goodie bags. That would be a different kind of party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe when Zach's a little bit older.
Yeah, maybe.
Like an adult.
Yeah, probably not, though.
For his 18th birthday.
Yeah. okay, sorry. So
what really cracked me up was that while you guys were doing the party, we were, like, unbeknownst to each other, both also geocaching and posting on Instagram about geocaching.
Yes, I took Jana and popped her geocache cherry.
Yes. And I went for, like, a short walk to a geocache, couldn't find it, went to another one, couldn't find it, and then proceeded to go to an easier one, which I did find, and then another one, and then another one that I didn't find. But anyway, the whole enterprise ended up taking me 3 hours, and I, like, didn't even see the time go by. I was just out for a quick walk, and then 3 hours later, it was like, holy shit, this geocaching thing. I feel like kind of like how all the people that were doing the Pokemon Go thing must have
felt. Yes.
Like, happy, and it's fun, and it's also kind of weird and nerdy, and like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a mixed emotion.
But you feel so accomplished when you find one, especially one that you've looked for several times.
Now that I know that, like, I can literally end up spending hours doing that, I'm like, it's hard to be like, oh, I'm just going to go have a quick look.
I know. So. That's why you got to focus on like one and be like, I've got this. I've got my timer.
Yes. Well, I do need to find what. So I got a trackable and you I need did. To put it into a new one.
What is that? I'm sorry. Time out. What does that mean?
Oh, go ahead, Jenny.
This is like the super nerdy part. So
I know, but it's so fun. I've never found a trackable.
I should nail it downstairs. Otherwise, I would have shown it. I could take a picture and show it on the Instagram. Yeah. But so it was in this one that I found. Well, it's in this little like Ziploc bag, and it has a card that says it's trackable. And then inside also the Ziploc bag is this like round sort of coin type thing.
Okay.
Is what it looks like, kind of. And the instructions on the card say, you know, this is a trackable and we're trying, you know, try to help us get it as far as possible. And so I'm supposed to put it in another one, but only like a premium one, or like, it's not supposed to be an urban one. It's supposed to be a premium. There was like specifications.
Yes. On. I saw that you had joined premium because the one that you couldn't find.
Well, like, you guys are speaking a foreign language. I feel
it's the one where you pay like $30
to contribute to this conversation.
It's the like you pay $30. It's like their Patreon, but not really. Like,
okay,
pay $30 to get like special ones. So like the harder level ones or the puzzle ones. Which, Shani, yeah. I have been so into doing the puzzle ones lately because I'll solve them from my laptop at night or from my desk or whatever, and then. I've been letting them kind of like accrue. And then if it's something that's a fun, that's why we did all those Bumblebee ones with Zachary, is I solved, it was this whole series. Mm. And so I solved like 15 of them. I think there's like 30 total. I solved all the ones close to my house and then took Zach to find them because they're easy finds. These ones are easy finds once you've solved the puzzle. And a lot of the puzzles are easy because they'll just be like math to figure out the coordinates but some of them are really tough. One of them was the bees. It was like a square of bees. And you had to look at it, the website only. They were blinking, and it was blinking in Braille. So if you broke it up into like the two rows of threes, and then you went to like a Braille decoder, because on the Geocache website, there's ways to decode different, like if you figure out what you're looking at, you can put it in, decode it. So I figured out that each one was a letter, and then that letter in the alphabet corresponded to what the coordinate was. So it would be like 3-5 is the start of our like latitude. So it would be like the Braille for C, the Braille for E, and then, you know, 3-5. And that was my biggest, that was one of my biggest accomplishments. And it was all Jay. He literally looked at it within 20 seconds, like a glance, and was like, the clue was, how can you see the cache in the dark? And he goes, oh, it's Braille. And I was like, well, the bees are lighting up on the screen.
Oh,
and
he's like, smart.
He's like, try the Braille. And I did. And I was like, damn, you should come with me on some of these tougher ones.
Yeah. No, when I was on my epic 3-hour walk, like there were a couple of ones where I saw the clues and I was like, too many numbers. Next. Like, I think for that, I definitely would need to be.
I'll work on some of them
sitting
together
at home
with you.
And just like chilling. And
yeah, I'll work on some of them together with you.
Cool. JP says that geocaching is to Amanda what Harry Potter is to him. To that I say, JP, read Harry Potter. Oh my god, you're so lucky you've never read it. You get to discover everything for the first time. Like, do yourself a favor, read it.
It's true. I'll lend you the books.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I do feel like maybe perhaps I should start geocaching so I don't sit here for 10 minutes and feel left out.
It was, you know what? And JP is the one who really, like, he took me the first time and like showed me. But although having like, since I think it helped that Colleen was doing it. So like hearing about it and then seeing it and then trying one on my own. And actually finding it, I think that was like the key moment, was when you actually find your first one, you're like, oh, this is really satisfying.
Yes, it is.
Well, if we're in New York, it wouldn't be as fun because you guys have like woods and
no,
trees and,
the
like,
urban ones are
stuff.
No, the urban ones I find to be super fun because they're challenging, like the bicycle lock
like,
one.
Find one like in a smelly New York City trash can or something.
No, they
like, that won't be as satisfying.
Each one has to be approved by somebody, like by official geocache, like, you know, people.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, like if you look up, and there's like Pinterest pages devoted to this, but if you just type in cool urban geocaches, you'll see some of the really cool things that people put like in the urban settings. And some of them are insane. Like there's ones in like Europe and whatever other countries.
Shithole countries?
No, not shithole countries. Stop it. I couldn't think. It's like Scandinavia. I've seen one.
Right. Definitely not a shithole country.
Which is, yeah, also Europe, right?
Right.
So that's why when I was going to say Europe and Scandinavia, I was like, well, maybe you shouldn't sound like an idiot. Okay, there was one on, when remember when the bridge on Paris had the locks? Like on the bridge, mm-hmm. there yeah. was a geocache that was one of those locks that I saw.
Oh my God.
And I saw another one that was like the top of a fence post, like came off and it was right inside there.
Oh, cool.
There are ones that are like little screws. So if you see something that looks out of place, like a screw, like if there's like, you know. So there are definitely, if you go on, because honestly, that's how I figured out the bicycle lock one was, mm-hmm. I just went to see different types yeah. of what they yeah. were. And then I that knew helps. More of what I was looking for. There are some crazy ones that are like really cool. Anyway, go to Pinterest.
That's really cool.
We are hardcore nerding out.
Yes. And I will say though, also, I did come across a bird's nest the first time that I went here, and I took a picture of it with like four little eggs, and it was so cute. And I would have never happened upon like that part of the trail if I hadn't been like out geocaching.
Oh, cool.
And then when I went on my epic walk the other day, I went by that same place because it was on the way to where I was going this time, and noticed that the birds had hatched. And there were these tiny little birds in the nest, which is very low on the tree. It's a little bit worried about.
I'm a bird. Like, you build it up a little higher.
Yeah. A little higher, but,
you guys clearly don't have a lot really of snakes cool. near you.
True. Very true. Yeah. But anyway, that was a fun, like, discovery. And even just thinking that, like, there are, yeah, these little things. Like there was one that Tasia and I tried to do on our way to Happy Hour, but Happy Hour eventually called us. but it was like a much harder level. But it's like this place that I walk by and run by all the time. And so yeah. now I know like, okay, it's there. And I need to go back and look for all those little things that you're saying, Colleen, because it's probably like a little screw or a little, you know.
Yeah.
But it's just funny. And actually, when we were looking for it for a few minutes, there were some other people that were like just sitting on a bench yeah. around there. And they were like, are you guys geocaching?
No way.
I never knew what you were doing.
Yeah. And we were like, yeah.
That's yeah. awesome.
Yeah.
I find that it's a lot easier to do it when you're doing it with somebody else than when you're doing yeah. it alone. Because when there's two people, it's cool. But when you're by yourself, you're like, ha ha.
Well, so definitely
not creepy.
The one that I found on Friday that was like in that little.
Yeah, that's so cool. It was yeah. in the little box thing, right?
That looks yeah. like you know, what you would normally have like a switch on, but there was no switch. But
yeah, that's
anyway,
yeah.
Yeah, that was at this park. Where a kid was most definitely having his birthday party and there were a bunch of people and like it's not that big of a park. So like I had to walk kind of like almost right to them and it was a little bit awkward. But then luckily I like on the other side of this building that's like also where the bathroom is. So then they couldn't see me like looking around. But if anyone was paying attention, it was probably very much like, what is this strange lady doing? Like
yeah.
walking to our birthday party and then just like hiding behind that building.
Yeah.
But whatever. It was cool. And then I saw a hawk on my way out. So you just.
Yeah. Nature. Yeah.
And I feel like that's yeah. probably more yeah. fun. I feel like that was my biggest issue with Pokemon Go and why I like couldn't get into it. Cause you just felt really awkward walking around with like your phone and like looking for things that don't yeah. actually exist. But I feel like
yes.
in this case, you're actually looking for a physical thing that yeah. exists in the real world. So yes,
absolutely.
It's like, what is that weird person doing until you find something? And it's yes. like, oh my God, this person is magic.
Yeah.
Yes. And I feel, you know, very much the same.
If you are Amanda, or if you are like kind of at first intimidated by the fact that people might be around, they'll have like an attribute section. And if it says stealth required, it means that it's in a highly trafficked trafficked place.
Be cool.
Yeah.
Nerd.
Yeah. Be cool. Like there was, yeah. We could tell more stories, but we should move on. Because I got something fun to do next. Just to wrap us up with the chat said, Drake said, he said he's wasted 3 hours on one cache before. JP posted a picture of one that he found that had an Andy's candy in it. Judgment call was to not eat it.
Wise. Good call.
Oh, Ed the Creepy Mailman is in the house.
Hey.
Woohoo. Anyway, yeah. Cool. Well, let's move on because otherwise we could talk about this for the whole hour. Oh, Amanda, I'm so sorry. We didn't ask you what you did this weekend because we were...
I did not geocache in case anyone
was curious. Okay.
I did run a 5-mile road race.
That's nice. Right.
I did.
Yeah.
I bettered my time from last year Woo-hoo. By a minute.
Yay!
Nice and done.
But still lost to like all the people I was running with.
Yeah, who cares?
So it was a good exercise and like not being too hard on yourself.
Good.
Yeah.
But it's like, I'm not an athlete.
There you go.
But you're only like, you're racing against yourself.
Exactly. Yes.
And that's a good reminder. It's like, yeah. And I ate a fried dough.
Nice.
My yearly fried dough, which is, well, quite literally what it sounds like. Yeah. Fried dough, but it's a pizza. It's a
like,
pizza. They put
like
some sauce and some cheese on it.
Ooh,
it's a New Haven County regional delicacy, and it is delightful.
Oh my God, it sounds so good. There's so much pizza in this episode. It's making me very hungry.
Yeah, seriously.
So much pizza. Yeah, and I had Daniel and I had a day of fun yesterday. We went to a winery here in Brooklyn,
nice.
Which was super cool that it's like owned by a guy that used to be the guitar tech for Billy Joel.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah. So like we walked in and we like sat down and there was this big, you know, like Billy Joel, like 69 concerts at Madison Square Garden, like commemorative sign. And we're like, does Billy Joel own this place? It's not just the guitar tech who was born in 69. So it was a gift.
Nice.
But like, yeah. But cool.
Cool. I hear a kitty cat in the background.
Yeah, she's been so loud lately. Little Fifi Boo.
Oh.
She got a lot of things to say.
Cool. All right. So Elena is in the house. Woo. Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
So Elena is just in time for this week's fun little section. It's not a quiz this week. It's actually from BuzzFeed. It is 17 song lyrics that are so cringy they should have been cut out of the song.
Oh, this is awesome.
Now, I actually went through these before, and I, you know, distinctly remember hearing these lyrics and being like, oh, yeah, these are not great. all right. We'll start with one that I have never heard of, but maybe you guys have. It's from the song Don't Trust Me by 3O exclamation point 3, Ohi 3. I don't know. But the lyric is, tell your boyfriend if he's got beef that I'm a vegetarian and I ain't fucking scared of him.
I'm not sure I even follow.
Oh, everyone thinks they're so witty.
They do. The second one is from Money by Cardi B. He gonna eat this ass like souffle. The third one is from Air Hostess by Busted. I messed my pants when we flew over France.
It rhymes.
Well, at least they got it to rhyme.
This next one is from the song Love the Way You Lie by Eminem featuring Rihanna. There's a lot of lyrics in this song that they could have gone with, but I think they went with the right one. Now you get to watch her leave out the window. Guess that's why they call it window pane.
Oh, God.
How did I never notice that before?
Oh, I have. I actually distinctly remember where I was the first time I ever heard that lyric and realized what it was. I was in the shower. Nope, I was in the shower and it came on like G105's whatever top five at night or the iHeartRadio top five countdown thing. And I was like, huh, that's an interesting song. This next one is actually a personal favorite, so I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Let's see if anybody knows what it is before I say it. It's by Shakira. It's okay. From the song Wherever, Whenever. Does anybody know what? That song, yep. Wherever you're under, you'll never have to wonder. I'll be there and you'll be near. Okay, but nothing that we just sang is the lyric that is on here.
Okay, those are the only lyrics I know.
Okay, well, this happens to pretty much, I think, one of my favorite lyrics of the early 2000s. Lucky that my breasts are small and humble, so you don't confuse them with mountains.
You won't confuse them with mountains? Wait, what?
Yeah, so you don't. Lucky that my breasts are small and humble, so you don't confuse them with mountains. Oh, Matt man. Guessed, is it the mountain lions? It is. Here's another cringy lyric from the song Hey Ya by Outkast. Again, another song filled with cringy but catchy lyrics.
Still love it. Guilty pleasure.
Are you have any guesses, Amanda? Wait, what?
Get some sugar from your neighbor.
I love that line too.
Sugar on me? No, it's a completely different song. What am I talking about?
No.
No, that is.
Borrow some sugar.
Because I am your neighbor.
Yes.
Well, it is not that line, but it is the line that immediately follows that in the song. Don't want to meet your mama. Just want to make you come up.
Well, at least he's honest.
Yeah. I heard Perry also used that line with Celeste on their first date.
Oh.
And she was still saying that 10 years later. oh my God, check out Broad Little Lies, everyone. We'll talk about it at the end. I can't believe we forgot to plug that.
That's what she said.
All right, now this is from the song Fireball by Pitbull featuring John Ryan, which I almost read as Paul Ryan.
He is a very prolific
wordsmith, but I do like his channel on Sirius XM.
Better singer than he was a politician. Everyone says that.
Yeah, you know, we all have our talents. Okay, so the line is, I saw, I came, I conquered. Or should I say, I saw, I conquered, I came.
Well then.
Wordsmith right there. Yeah. This is from Girls Like You, Maroon 5 featuring Cardi B. I play with this kitty like you play with your guitar.
Ooh.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I think we know what kind of kitty.
I think we do too. The next one is from Taylor Swift's song Me featuring Brendon Urie. That's the one that's not the new one, but the most recent one before the new one that came out this week. And it's, hey kids, spelling is fun. That's the line.
She's been really proud of herself when she came up with that lyric that day.
I only regret that I can't sing it for you. And if anybody in the chat has any lyrics that they want to throw in to the chat for us to read when we're done with this, please do, because I think this is a really fun game. And if you're at home listening and you have any that you want to throw in, let us know. TheBroadcasters3@gmail.com or 331-276-2373. Desiree, it is acceptable now that Astrid is almost three to let her also call in and have awkward lyrics.
I love it.
Just saying. The next one is from What's My Name? Rihanna featuring Drake. The square root of 69 is 8 something, right? Because I've been trying to work it out. Oh. Huh.
Dick. Yeah, I think anytime I've heard that song, I've heard like the first half of that lyric. And yeah. Then,
I can only.
Mine's like math.
Yeah. You know? I can only think of, because that's the, oh, no, no, what's my name? Mm-hmm. Right? Okay.
Oh, right, right, yeah.
The next one is from the song Marvin Gaye by Charlie Puth featuring Meghan Trainor. This is a terrible line. Let's Marvin Gaye and get it on.
All right, then.
This is by Justin Bieber from the song Boyfriend.
Ooh.
Swag, swag, swag on you, chilling by the fire while we're eating fondue.
What? What? Who writes this stuff?
Who sings this stuff?
I don't know. People that get paid a lot more money than we do.
Very true.
Who likes fondue next to a fire, though?
That just seems like not the best way to really enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's not really camping food.
It's supposed to be cold out.
Yeah.
All right, next one is Blah Blah Blah, Kesha featuring, that 3-0 of exclamation point 3 group, 3-O-H exclamation point 3. Are they supposed to chat people? Kayla, I know you know, girl. How do we say this band? And the line is, come put a little love in my glove box.
I'm sorry, what?
Come put a little love in my glove box. That's key for vagina.
Yeah. I don't like it. Yeah.
Yeah. And in the chat, who listens to this stuff? And Kayla said that the band is 303.
303. Okay. Nice. You know, we're 4 years old now. We're old.
We are old.
We don't have time to be listening to what the kids are into.
How could we
Some
make this?
More important thing to do, like geocaching.
True. So can we be broad exclamation point 3 by that?
Sure.
3 broads. Exclamation point 3, like
3 by 3.
Yeah, 3 broads 3. If we're looking for a different Twitter handle, twiddle hand. Wait,
what? A twiddle handler.
If we're looking for a different Twitter handle, there we go. Mm-hmm. Okay, broads exclamation point 3 broads exclamation point 3. I'm going to throw that into the ring. Surely nobody has taken that one, right? Okay. The next is, we're almost done. We got 3 left. Why One Direction, Over Again. I can make your tears fall down like the showers that are British.
Okay.
I think that means cry a lot because it rains a lot in Britain, right? Huh. Okay, this next one, Jay can attest to you that I have, for as long as this song has been a thing, have always commented how stupid this line is and how it was unoriginal, and every rap ever always uses this reference, and I always say that it is lazy. And that is, I know, I really sound like an old lady. It's from Katy Perry's Dark Horse featuring Juicy J. And it's Eat Your Heart Out Like Jeffrey Dahmer. And I always feel like Jeffrey Dahmer references are lazy and stupid. And I've always had a bone to pick with every time I hear it. Anybody that references it.
I agree.
Yeah. You're singing along and you want to just like throw in a casual mention about Jeffrey Dahmer.
Right. No. Next.
Raise Your Glass by Pink. So if you're too cool for school. That is cheesy line.
I do kind of love it though.
Only I know. It's Pink.
And she can do absolutely no wrong. She can do zero wrongs.
She can do zero wrongs. And then finally, The Motto, Drake featuring Lil Wayne. Almost drowned in her pussy, so I swam to her butt. Yes.
Why? Guys, we could be songwriters. This is really what I'm getting out of this. It's not hard. Yeah.
It's clearly not. All right, let's see. Chat real quick. So Kayla explained that 303's hand gesture was basically 3 like this.
Basically this.
This.
But
with the thumb and the pointer,
like this,
so it looked like a 3-0. Oh, like this. So look, 3
Oh, so I think it should be wow.
I think the, yeah, I don't know. Now I also feel like we have to get a hand symbol because we've been left out on the cool kids train. I just want to know why nobody has ever romantically said to me, I want to swim to your butt because I'm drowning in your pussy.
It's not something that dignified people say.
It's also just sort of funny the difference in, like, the first part of that lyric was something about pussy, whatever, like, to go from a word like pussy to a word like butt. I just feel like they're not on the same level of vulgarity, so, like...
Shandy, you just don't understand poetry, okay?
I don't.
JP wants to know, are any of these songs permissible at Raleigh Karaoke? Elena said, isn't this the 2020 karaoke playlist, Dennis?
Sounds good.
Oh, my God. All right. We're going to move into Facey back next. But before we do the feedback, does anybody need a pee break?
I'm good.
All right. Man, chat, this is your lucky day.
Do you need a pee break?
I don't need a pee break. I've laughed a lot, so I'm good.
So you just, like, sweat it out?
Sure.
Yep. How that works.
Okay.
All right, now it is time. Oh, let's take a quick ad break, and then we will get into some feedback. All right, we are back from our... ad break, maybe, I'm not sure, but here we are. Oh, before we start the feedback, because I don't want to save it till the end and then have everybody turn us off. Our Broad Little Lies podcast has its own feed on iTunes. Please, like, search for it and subscribe to it and leave us a good review, because that is, you know, one of the ways that helps it get promoted better or whatever. And we think that it's really good. I'm really proud of it.
Me too.
Oh, man.
It's really fun.
I think we've had some really good in-depth discussions about the show, anywhere from local Easter eggs to different plot points and the way that they were handled by the show versus some theories that we've had, some crackpot theories versus not crackpot theories, I don't think. I don't know. If you do watch Big Little Lies, please consider subscribing to Broad Little Lies. First episode was on the broadcast feed, but since then it is has its own feed now. So we have two episodes up there, and I think by the time this show is out, we'll have the episode that we did back on in May 2017 of the first season of Big Little Lies. So that will be out on there as well.
Sounds good.
We would love for you to check it out. Thanks. Okay.
Thank you.
Now we will get into our feedback. We start out with Mama G, who says, "You broads are the best." Hug emoji.
Oh, isn't she the sweetest?
I know. She is. Yes. Greg said that he had an interesting week. Ooh, do tell.
So I promised that I would have watched Girls by today, and I haven't. But Frank reminded me again today that I really need to watch it. And Joanne wrote in a quick review of Girls, Belgian film about a teenage trans dancer. Joanne says, "I thought it was extremely well done and moving. It was not well received by the official trans community powers that be because it does not fit their narrative. But the lady it is based on noted that it is her story and not theirs. It was deservedly well received by critics and me. I have many more thoughts that I could share, but we'll leave for others to ask first, or if one or more of the broads watch it and want some more commentary, I would try to summarize it in an email." Okay, Joanne, yes, it's on my list. I should not promise that I will watch things by a certain date because, interesting to hear though. And I'm really intrigued that it wasn't well received by some in the community, but well received by others. So
yeah. So refresher, where might one watch this
Netflix.
Show? Netflix.
I linked to it in the show notes a couple of weeks ago, and I can link to it again for this week again. So if anybody else wants to watch it and write in, we can get ourselves a little review party going.
Yeah.
Nice.
Cool. Daniel wrote in about pennies. So this was JP's question last week. Would you rather have $10,000 at once or one penny every time you reach into your pocket? Pennies weigh approximately 2.5 grams. $10,000 would be 1 million pennies, 2,500 kilograms, which is just over 5,500 pounds. That's a lot of heavy metal. If you think it takes you 10 seconds to reach into your pocket and remove the penny, it would take 5 million seconds, 57.8 days of constantly reaching into your pocket. It's an hourly wage of just under $7.20. To which I believe Shandy replied, "So you want the 10 grand at once?"
Yeah. Moral of this story. Take that 10K and run.
Who knew that JP was really the man?
Can't run with that many pennies.
No. Exactly.
It's the worst like CrossFit workout you can think of. Running with that many pennies in your pocket.
Oh my God.
So Dan said, if the world ends in 2050, I will be 69 years old. Silver lining, am I right? And then he went on to holler back to something Colleen had said. And in previous state of doubt about having more kids when the world may be in decline. Right now, I have been bothered by the concept that things will go past the breaking point before I have the time to meet and fall for some darling lass again. I know maybe a dumb thing to think about, but I guess I have everything else, so sometimes I fixate on it a bit. However, I also wonder if I want to fall for someone just to then see her suffer as things crumble, so on the same wavelength as the baby issue. That being said, anyone who wants to have a child and is capable of loving that child should do so anyway. We live in uncertain times, but people always have, and tragedy and all that has just always fucking happened. So I think it is okay to just go for it to anyone who is on the fence. I'm sad my kids could end up dealing with some bad shit, but I love being a father and I will continue to do so. Snaps.
And that's Dan's TED Talk.
Yes. Dan, thank you. You have expressed how I know I personally feel about so many things. So, yeah, and probably couldn't put it as concisely and as eloquently. So, yes, agreed. That's awesome. Well said.
Yeah. Here. I'll give you some snaps. Thank you. That is definitely good food for thought. Amanda and Dan, thank you.
Yes. And you will meet that last. What are you talking about?
Indeed.
Yeah, you will. Mike said, I really like Superstore. That is all. I realize I said that back in the beginning of this show, but I just really wanted to revisit the topic of how awesome Superstore is. So I wanted to really reiterate it and hit it home. The world, everybody might be miserable by the time we're 69 because of everything blowing up. It is too short. Don't wait. Watch Superstore today.
If you take one thing away from this podcast.
Yeah.
It's that the band is pronounced 303. And you need to watch Superstore.
You need to watch Superstore.
Wow. It's like, whoa, exclamation point.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear goodness.
Okay.
In the chat, Matt says, even if things don't go to hell, everyone dies eventually. Very true. Thank you for that.
Hey, Amanda.
Levity for your Tuesday night.
Just a little bit. Amanda, you'll appreciate this. I recently saw a bumper sticker that said 100% of people who get vaccinations die. And I wish that I could have taken a picture of it because I was like, Amanda would love this.
Yep. They would argue. They probably... they don't die of disease, so they have that going for them.
Yeah, they don't die of polio, so there's that.
Would you rather die of polio or be hit by a bus? Neither are great, but...
One of them's a lot quicker than the other one. They put you on morphine for one of them.
It's okay. Vaccinate your children. Go for the bus instead.
Okay, so Matt also says, new book recommendation, Women Talking by Miriam Toes.
It's 3-0, wow. Yeah. No, I can't.
It's actually pronounced T-O-E-S.
Okay, Okay, so by Miriam Toews, it's loosely based on a real story of the women of a Mennonite colony who debate leaving the colony after being drugged and assaulted by some men in the colony.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It definitely sounds like something out of Handmaid's Tale, Atwood is quoted on the book jacket, and maybe triggering, but it is ultimately a story about several generations of women who, for the first time in their lives, claim agency. It's also 216 pages and has been mentioned as one of 2019's best so far.
Yeah.
I will put that on my list.
That's awesome. And that's only half the length of the Mueller report. So no excuses, everyone.
You need a break.
Okay. Ooh, I'm on fire. Okay, let's finish. Let's finish this up with some That's What She Said.
I wanted to give Mandy a stroke.
Pop it, girl.
Don't give it to Jacob.
I was thinking of different ways that I could get it to you.
Sometimes it's best left to the professionals.
I went to a different Walmart and got it.
Oh, that's good.
I was drowning in that Walmart, so I swam to another one. I was drowning in Target, so I swam to Walmart.
There you go. We had high praise from the audience here. He says he very much enjoyed it.
Just give it 5 stars on iTunes.
Spread your wealth around.
I swear I was there 6 or 7 times.
We searched high and low in the cracks because we knew it was a small, different kind of thing.
I sent it to Drake last night around 12:45.
This is a lot for 1 a.m.
I forgot to aim it at the geocache.
Booyah! I found it!
Slurping away, gnawing on himself. It's real attractive.
I stand by that statement. got it in just a little bit late.
As soon as you put that thing on me, my entire body would start itching.
Stand by that statement too.
I think I'm good with shackles.
I would have pulled the video for Insta. We would have pulled it. Sorry, it was a collective. It was a team effort.
I'll take them shorter.
They're also very, very repetitive, so you could do it as long as you wanted.
Moving on to 69.
I need the back support. Sometimes you do. We're getting older.
Always. You always need the back support.
I mean, my back literally hurts if I stay in bed too long. That's what she said. Yeah. I went on it and got dizzy and I was like, I'm too old for this.
You can pick both.
You guys get us twice.
We can do it now.
I got JP stuff pulled up now.
Grab your towel and come on in.
Don't bounce soon. We're almost done.
I'll hold your one up while we do it.
Gotta get past the lips.
Always.
It's really the back of the throat that gets me.
The back of the throat doesn't bother me.
Did you just cap it?
We definitely talked about holding it in our mouth for a while and whether or not it was a good thing.
Do we like doing it? Do we do it because it makes sense in the end?
I'm not going to be sick from this the next morning, so sure.
I'll do it for that one.
Andy, I'll give you this one.
I am so glad that whatever gut decision led me to asking both of you to do this with me, that it was you two.
Aww.
I'll swim to your butts anytime.
You always know what to say.
Because wow, your ladies are my wow. I just want to go like this.
You guys are my wow.
That's our symbol now.
Oh man, yes, yes.
There's a good handshake.
This is quite perfect for the live.
I know.
Hangout.
Yeah, a lot of visual aids.
Yes.
JP wants to know, are all the raunchy lyrics from this week's episode automatically disqualified from next week's? That's what she said. I was thinking about this while we were reading it, and I think yes, because they were intentional. But anything that happened in the discussion about the lyric is allowed.
It's fair game.
So those are your rules, Matt. You can operate within them. Elena said, so glad I joined tonight.
That's what she said.
All right, let's finish this up with some emails.
Let's so our first email is from Sherry, and
it's Hi Sherry.
And it's titled Rant! Exclamation point.
Could have been titled Rocks.
All right. And it says,
or should we do, because we're doing hand gestures now, rocks. Get it?
Rocks.
Big old angry fist.
Yeah.
Rant. All right. The email says, I'm building a house and had to meet the contractor. I wasn't feeling well and my throat hurt, so I was being concise. This is the problem. I need this fixed, etc. At the end of the walkthrough, I said, hey, thanks for dealing with me not feeling well today, meaning just that. He said, it's okay. You made your complaints with a smile on your face, so I'll forgive you. All I could think was, there's no way you would say that to a man who is being concise and to the point. Angry face emoji, Sherry. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sherry, that's one of my favorite games, is like, switch it up. Like, mm-hmm. if you're ever not sure of something, like, if it was applied to the other gender, would people say that? Would they think it's weird? The answer is yes. And yeah, probably. I mean, like, in a professional environment.
Right. Yeah. I kind of want to make that my goal. Between now, like, for the summer, is to say that to at least one dude about, but you had a smile on your face.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it can't be my husband.
I like that game too.
Yep.
Let's all play that game.
Let's all play that game.
You're for it.
Mm-hmm. It's our own virtual geocache.
Oh my God. Somebody should create an app.
Oh my God. But you won't log it anyway. So what's the point?
Our app. Sure. Copyright. It's ours.
Just kidding. No, I'm sure. I'm sorry, Sherry. That dude's a dick. But thank you for writing in and sharing that with us. Because
yes,
yes,
yeah, rocks. moving on. Our next email is a belated happy birthday from Poet 13. Hi, Shandy, Amanda, and Colleen. It sounds like you had a wonderful third birthday party. I wanted to share this with you as a thanks for all the enjoyment you bring to me and all of your listeners. Pound, 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 and press release. No, I'm just kidding. Pound, 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 pound. A 3 years, three broads story. Wow. Wonder Woman, RGB, redheaded lefties, HPV. Broadcast players, Gilmore Girls, Fritos, and Amanda's Curls. Justin Trudeau, loving France, covertly peeing in your pants. Check. Sock shoe, that's a sin. Franck is now American. Cat gymnastics, bras that fail. Captain Awesome, cooking kale. That is a deep cut, the kale one. That is from season one. Virgin Andy, contact lenses, online dating, raw juice cleanses. That is also a deep dive. I'm with hers, a longing moan. That's what she said, the friend zone. Colleen's turtles in the pond, meeting Lady Gaga's mom. Shop at Target, passion dust, a penis gallery is a must. Golden showers, women's march, Shandy runs the Bixby Arch. Feminism in a box, way up high, Mount outlet clocks. Shoplift makeup, squatty potty, please behave, don't call me hottie. Fed employees, can't smoke pot. Jana sure does cook a lot. Bad airport stories make me pale. Tron appears. It was on sale. One broad's overwhelming plea. Please find my floating IUD. Cougars with ferocity. Now that ain't no atrocity. War on men, they're all the same. Vibrators with the vibrator with a long, long name. Need a stamp, you sexy fox? Hop in. I'll drive you to the box. Oh. Because I almost got kidnapped. Give women some serenity. Fight toxic masculinity. Big Little Lies, The Handmaid's Tale. Two broads reviews that did not fail. That honorary broad debate with Michael David, it was great. Chiming in, Tequila Gott said, ladies, drink another shot. Letters burning in the truck. Shandy doesn't give a fuck. A sad fat dragon with no friends. And this is where the story ends. That is so good that I'm going to print that out, like make it look pretty and put it on my like bulletin board at work in my office where nobody can see it. But
that was a lot of fun. A lot of really good deep pulls.
Yes. And I'm really shocked that other than the letters burning in the truck, I think I remember every single reference.
The letters burning in the truck?
Burning in the truck?
The fire.
Oh my God.
Fernando or whatever his name is.
Roberto. Yeah. Holy crap. How did I forget that happened? That was like the best story that I've ever told on this show and my best delivery ever. Because I practiced that beforehand. Holy crap. Yeah. Wow.
Crazy.
Poet 13.
I really liked that.
I really liked that too.
Side note. Can you please still just tell us who you are? Thank you.
Yes.
Mary just showed up, just got home from work, and linked in the very second that we read her email.
Hey, Sherry.
Hi. Yeah, hi, Sherry. Kayla says it's the universe.
It was JP the universe. It was science. No, it was the universe. Hashtag team universe.
There's no place that could have made that happen.
It was the timing of the universe and the science of the internet.
Ah, yes.
What a compromise. See, sometimes you give a fuck.
Yeah. It's like two sides of a coffee mug, which you can still order from janejack.com/store.
Yes.
Yep.
But no, this was awesome. I don't know who you are, Poet 13, but I really loved that poem and everything.
I have like one running theory, but I feel like I can't say it on air.
Probably not.
And I just want
not.
Them to tell me.
Okay. Mm. Anyway, whoever this was, like, that there were some deep cuts. Like the Kale one, I can't believe that one was that one was such a long time ago. Cool. And the juice cleanses, I did that the beginning of December 2016.
Wow.
Yeah, good times. All right, wrap this puppy up with a This Week in Andy's Virginity. That's what she said.
All right, so Andy writes in, hey, broads. Well, year three, for you and the listeners, kicks off with me thinking about a career change while trying not to think too much about that other thing. Unfortunately, there's not too much to say this week. Since it's been a few years since I last had a look, I also have to get back in the groove of doing it. I don't think anyone really likes looking for jobs, but of course getting one is really satisfying. One problem I have in my neck of the woods is that the job listings in my area tend to be either a drop down from what I'm doing or jobs that require all kinds of things I don't have with nothing in between. I also have to
That's
get
what
past-
she said.
One problem I have in my neck of the woods is that the job listings in my area tend to be either a drop down from what I'm doing or jobs that require all kinds of things I don't have with nothing in between. I also have to get past my fears of risk and putting myself out there. We'll see how it goes. Also, I'm sending Jay some good vibes in his job hunt. Hashtag I'm with hers, Andy.
Nice. Sorry, I was catching up in the chat and imagining your cats beating each other up.
Oh, that's not what's going on.
Oh, the turtles were beating each other up the other day, so I automatically went there.
Nice.
Yeah,
oh.
Not the time for an update. There's two of them. They fight and they're kind of an asshole even to like Mitch, the snapping turtle. Like it was like in its face the other day and that snapping turtle didn't do anything. It just let this other little turtle like get in its face and it was like dude, this is a bigger snapping turtle, and it didn't care. So, and then it went and beat up.
That bad. Maybe it felt like scratching. You know, maybe it felt kind of nice.
Maybe. Anyway. Little turtle. Sorry,
but
yeah. Andy.
But Andy, good luck in your job search.
Yeah, job search hunting sucks. So,
and maybe a change of scenery. If the stuff around where you live is not, you know, something you'd want to take on, like maybe a move is in the future.
Yeah, maybe just expand that search a little bit.
Yeah,
that search. You never know who you're going to meet if you move to a different place.
That's true. Yeah. Fun fact, my office is moving in November. And when we first looked at the spot, I actually went on the Geocache app and was like, okay, there's still some nearby.
Nice.
Good deal.
Priorities.
Yep.
Oh, good times. Okay. Anyway, yes. Good luck, Andy. Job hunting does suck. It's the worst. It's not fun at all, but
But the fiscal year ends at the end of June, so things might turn around in July when people's budgets turn over.
Yeah, good point. So anyway, thank you Andy for writing in, and we look forward to your next update. Thank you to all the patrons who were here in the chat tonight. Whether you stopped by or are still in there, we really appreciate it. This was really fun. We'll see you again in a month, which I believe the third Tuesday of the month, well, we'll be doing this again next time. It's 1, 2, 3, is of course when I'm at Comic-Con. So I think we're going to have to maybe do the live one on the 24th. That'd be Wednesday, the 24th. Are we all cool with that?
Cool. Okay.
All right, cool. And yeah, stay tuned for that. We look forward to talking to you all on Wednesday the 24th again. Next week, we'll record the Patreon bonus show, so stay tuned for that. This, I swear, will be out before July 1st this time, because I've got like all the days to get that one up after we record it on the 25th. So stay tuned for that. If you would like to become a patron and check out all these fun things that we have going on, you can go to patreon.com/jayandjack. There's also some merchandise out there, like that Team Universe, Team Science mug we were talking about. There's Honorary Bird merchandise up there, which I really need to get Jacob to do, because what I did is just crap, because I am a terrible designer of anything. If either of you ladies want to take a stab at it, by all means, be my guest. But that is jayandjack.com/store, and you can check that out there. I've got a lot of Honorary Bird stuff still left. So, and then, of course, check out Broad Little Lies, which is our Big Little Lies podcast. Again, we went over this before, but we would really appreciate it if you could go check that out. And finally, if you'd like to do any Amazon shopping, I think Prime Day is coming up sometime in July. jayandjack.com/Amazon, all lowercase letters, and that will take you right there. That's what I've got. Does anybody else have anything?
Nope.
Okay. Hold on. Wow. I still gotta figure out. So wait. Okay. I think we could actually do this though. Because this is a B, right? And this is a 3. So 3 broads.
3
exclamation point in the middle. We could totally make that happen.
I like it.
Yeah, okay, cool. Thanks, everybody. Gosh, I can't believe that I forgot. If you want to give us an email about anything that we talked about tonight or anything that you might have that you'd like to talk about, thebroadcasters3@gmail.com. You can give us a phone call, 331-276-2373. I like totally have playing the phone calls down pat. We don't even mess up as much as we used to anymore. Nope.
It's almost boring how seamlessly they go.
It is almost boring nowadays. I'm like, man, I'm going to lose that section of the bloopers. And again, special thank you to the patrons that contribute at a certain level, and that would be Ed the Creepy Mom Man, who is in the chat right now, Tack from Tokyo, which we heard is now Tack from France, so to hear the story behind that, Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner, Joanne with a Plan, Drake the Distributor, and Maggie the Magnificent. Love you guys. Thank you guys. So yeah, thanks. I guess without further ado, enjoy the rest of your weekend and week and all of that. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Bye, everybody. Peace out.
See you.
Bye.